Okay, today is Daf Nun Dalad. We're on Daf Nun Dalad, the beginning of the last perek of Maseches Brachos. So this perek, the Mishnah is only here, and then the rest of the perek is just explaining the Mishnah. These are other random brachos, not on food, not on mitzvos, really bracha shevach, I guess you can call them. Here we go. Some of these we know, some of these we never saw. Haroe Makom, someone sees a place, Shenaseh Bo Nisim L'Yisrael, a place where a miracle happened to the Jewish people, Omer, you say the following bracha. Baruch Sha'asa Nisim Lavosenu B'Makom Hazeh. Bless you Hashem that a nes happened in this place. Says Tosfos on top, Pirush of Shemaya, the Chol Hani Brachos, all these brachos in this Mishnah, Tzrichos Lahaskaras Shem U'Malchus. It's with Shem and Malchus. Baruch HaTah, Tosfos says, in case you don't know what I mean, Baruch HaTah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. V'chein kasev v'shim shenakub mikutzi. Ki hari ha-yiragal v'arach ala brakim, brachat ha-Hashem, v'lakeinu melech ha-olam, shekachu gvosim ole olam, on thunder, on lightning. V'chein perish ri, v'maisi b'yishan et perkin, v'bzira, kal brach ha-shein v'o she'amach, it's not a bracha, right? V'nirel rabbeinu, then Tosfos says something else. So first of all, it's always brachas of the chain of malchus. That's first of all. Even we're going to see the bracha of Dayan ha-emes, which most people don't say with chain of malchus. They don't say it with Shem Malchus. I don't know why not. I don't know why. It's in this Mishnah. And just because Tosfos said it doesn't mean it's halacha. Right? Just because he said that. But I don't know why. That's the only one we don't say with Shem Malchus. I don't know why. Then Tosfos says that many of these things that we're going to see here, if you see a place where a nes happened to Yisrael, so what if you live down the block from a place where a nes happened to Yisrael? So every, say the bracha every day. You wake up in the morning. You live down the block from Kriyas Yam Suf. You live on that block. So every morning you make that bracha? No. Says Tosfos, no. Dafka l'roash b'shloshim yom l'shloshim yom. Only if it's every 30 days. If you haven't seen it in 30 days, then you make the bracha. The doma, the roa yam hagadol, the prakim. Just like we're going to see, if you see the yam hagadol, machlokes what that is. Let's say the Atlantic Ocean, once every 30 days. Because if you're driving on the belt, you see it every day, you don't make this bracha. Right? Doma yibushalmi, the prakim hainu shloshim yom. Intervals means 30 days. Okay. Next, back to the Mishnah. Makom shenek rabbi menu akum, a place where you got rid of avodah zarah. The parameters of that we'll do in the Gemara. Omer, you say the following bracha. Baruch sheokar akum meartzenu. Again, with Shem and Malchus, according to Tosfos. Blesses you, Hashem. You uprooted the avodah zarah from this place. Al hazikin, on a comet. Al hazavos, on an earthquake. Al ha-ra'amim, on thunder, I think it's thunder. Al ha-ruchos, on strong winds, like a hurricane or something. Val ha-brakim, brakim is lightning. Omer baruch shekocho gvraso mole olam. Right, you say, your koach is in the whole world. In the whole world. So Rashi says, lefisha'elu nirin onishman le'me rachok. Because that's also far away. Doesn't mean, you know, if you're in New York, and there's a hurricane in California, you don't hear it. You don't feel it, you don't know anything about it. But it goes further than, you know, something on your own block, and therefore you make that bracha. Alahar, on majestic mountains. Alakvos, on a valley. I guess you go to the Grand Canyon, you can make this bracha. Valan Miyamim, on oceans. On Haros, different kinds of rivers. Tosfos says, it only means the four rivers that are mentioned in Parashas Bereishis. The four rivers that come out of it. You know, if you see the Mississippi River, it's a very mighty river. Yeah. You see the Yangtze, the Nile, well, the Nile, yeah. The Yangtze, you see these rivers, you know, you see, the Missouri River, you don't make a bracha. Even though it's a very nice river, you don't make a bracha. Only, that's what Tosfos says. I don't know how we paskin. I don't think you see the East River, you make a bracha. Or the Hudson River, you make a bracha. I don't think so.
Yeah,
right?
Tosfos says he made it on the Volga in the Rhine.
Who said that?
The Arach of Tosfos.
Oh, really? Interesting.
You can pass if you see it on majestic
something. On majestic rivers, any rivers. Okay. Alamid Baros on deserts. Omer Baruch Oseh Bereishis. Fine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haroes Yamagadol. If you see the Yamagadol, Omer, we generally translate the Yamagadol as the Mediterranean. So I'm not sure what he means here. Does he mean the Mediterranean? Omer Baruch Oseh Yamagadol. Bizman Sheru Leprakim. As long as you see these things in intervals. Like Tosfos said, 30 days. Alak Shamim on rain. This doesn't mean really just regular rain. It must mean like a hurricane or something, a monsoon. Alav Besiros Tovos, on good news. Omer Baruch HaTov HaMeitev. Ala Basuros rose on bad news. Omer Baruch Dayin Ha'emeth. You say Dayin Ha'emeth. Why does it say Al Basuros Tovos and Al on a Basuros in plural? Why is it in plural? So it's a good question. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you hear two pieces of good news at one time, you make one bracha. And if you hear two pieces of bad news, unfortunately, at one time, you also make one bracha. That's what it says in plural. Psuros tovos. See, not only did your wife had a baby, you also won the lottery. Wow. I'll make two brachas? No, it's one bracha. At the same time. And the Rachmanos on the other way. Okay.
If your father dies, you say two brachas.
We'll get to that. Here, next one. We'll get to that in a minute. Bona bayit chadash, you build a new house. Fekana kelim chadashim, you got new kelim. Omer baruch shechana v'kimona v'kimona l'zmanazah. Now, mevarach ala ra me'enat ala tova. You can make a bracha on bad, it's also good. Ala tova me'en ala ra. And also good, it's also bad. Which is like the case where your father passed away and he left you a big Yerusha. So it's sad, it's also happy. You got a lot of money and your father passed away. So that's a lot of cases like that, wrapped with good and bad, wrapped into one thing.
Surviving son becomes a rebbe, they make a
shechik. Okay, could be. Now, hatzoei v'hatzorik l'sha'avar, if somebody cries about the past, harei zet tefila shav. That's a waste.
Yeah.
Tefila shav, right? You can't cry over spilled milk, right?
Right.
Ha'ez ish domu beres, if someone's wife is pregnant, v'omer, and he says, hi ratzon Hashem, shetel el ishti zachar. I hope my wife has a boy. Harei zet tefila shav. It's a tefila shav as long, now, The Rishonim say that only if it's in within the first, it's only after the first 40 days. Within the first 40 days, which I don't even know she's pregnant, but if you know, within the first 40 days, you can daven. Because the vlad is not formed. Doctors tell me that the gender of the baby is instantaneously when the baby's conceived. Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
So I'm not 100% sure how this jives with science. It doesn't make a difference how it jives with science. But the first 40 days, you're allowed to daven. After that, you're not allowed to daven. If you daven, what kind of davening is that? It's already decided. How could you daven, right? The Eli Rabbah says, you're allowed to daven even after 40 days, that the baby should be healthy, and the baby should be a tzaddik, or a tzaddikes. That you can all daven for. That doesn't change. That you can daven for. But with the gender, you can after 40 days, you can no longer daven. Ha'yibaba derech, if you're on the way, v'shama, you're down the block, v'shama kol tzocha be'ir, and you hear someone screaming on the block, Varman, you say, Hope that's not my house. Harei zeh tefilah shav. It's a tefilah shav. Why is it a tefilah shav? Because it already happened. It's too late. It already happened. The screaming already happened. It's the same exact thing as the case of the baby. Hanichnas. What? I know, but it's a shav. But it's a shav. I hope it's not my house. So I hope everyone's well. I hope whoever it is well. You can say that.
Why do you do the same thing? Why do you give two examples?
That's a good question. Maybe because of what he said. It's natural instinct. Hanichnas lekrach lespalo. Hanichnas lekrach. If you come into a foreign city that you never knew before, lespalo shleim. You say two brachas. Achas bichnisaso, achas bitziaso. Once on the way in, once on the way out. Benazi omer arba. Four brachos. Shleim bichnisaso, shleim bitziaso. Two on the way in and two on the way out. Nosin hadal shavar. You can give praise on the past. V'tzoek ala othin, and daven for the future. Chayev adam levarach ala ra, kashesh revarach ala tova. It's a very hard line. You chayev to make a bracha on the bad, kashem, just like you make a bracha on the good. It's a big madrega to do that. It's a very big madrega. But, this is the Mishnah says, Shenemar, v'yahavtas Hashem alakecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol levavcha, what's b'chol levavcha? B'chol levavcha means, b'shnei yitzircha, b'yetz tov, or b'yetz hara. Hashem created you with the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. B'chol nafshecha, you shall love Hashem with all your soul. Afilu hunadoth nafshecha, even if Hashem is going to take away your soul. Right? B'chol modecha, what's b'chol modecha? B'chol mamoncha, all your money. Davar acher, another pshat, b'chol modecha, b'chol mido mida shu modeh lecha, whatever Hashem doles out to you, havi modeh lo, you should praise Him and thank Him. So even if something bad happens to you, you have to thank Him just like you would thank Him for something good that happened. It's a hard, very big madriga. Okay. Lo yakal adam es rosho kineged shar mizrach. You should not be lightheaded next to the eastern gate. Shehu mechuvan kineged beis kotchei kedashim, which is kineged the beis kotchei kedashim. So if you go on a tour of the old city and you're like by the Kidron Valley, which is where the eastern gate is, You shouldn't make levity over there because you're next to the Beis HaMikdash, Kodesh Kodeshim. What if that is by the Kosel HaMaravi? Then you're allowed to be lightheaded over there. Only on the eastern side, not allowed to. It's a little bit of a shaila, right? You can't go into the Beis HaMikdash with your walking stick. This doesn't mean a guy is an old timer and needs a cave. It doesn't mean that. The Shul Zakras doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean a guy like me. It means you used to have these walking sticks with the mud and stuff. That's not proper. Bimanola, you can't go in with your shoes. You can't go into the Har Bayis with your shoes. Why not? Why can't you wear shoes in the Har Bayis? Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash. Bimanola. Beis HaMikdash. It says Har Bayis. Well, you call it the Har Bayis. It says the Har Bayis. Where the Har Bayis begins could be a Shaila. Right? But you can't go. Why can't you go in with your shoes? Why not? So everyone knows, when you go to a holy place, you have to take your shoes off. Why?
Because you don't know what's under it.
What?
You don't know what you stepped on.
That's why?
I don't know. I think so.
Okay. So you're saying because you don't know what you stepped on. And what if they're clean shoes? Then you're allowed to?
Well, you put the shoes on, take the shoes out of the box.
There's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of reasons why you came. There's a lot of reasons why Hashem told Moshe to take off his shoes.
Yeah, but, no, he said it's a Makom Kodesh.
Right. Therefore, take off your shoes. So therefore what?
What's wrong with shoes?
So you could say they're the most physical part of the your feet are the most physical part of the body. They're the ones touching the ground, which is a physical, which is just a physical world, right? Rabbi Yashiv says in his Haggadah that the reason why you take off your shoes is because when you take off your shoes, then you feel every rock, every pebble, every crack in the sidewalk. You feel it all. That's exactly the point. In a holy place, you have to feel where you are. You can only do that when your shoes are off. When your shoes are on, you don't feel anything. Because the shoes are, you know, they protect your feet. And you don't feel what you're supposed to be feeling. And the physical and the spiritual are together. If we take off your shoes. Next, upundaso is a money belt. The avet shal raglav, the dust on your feet. You can't go in with dirty feet. Velo yasa kapandaria. Most hold that means you can't make the shul into a shortcut. Right? So now that the door says it's an emergency door, but even that, I'll walk in, I want to go around the block, I'll just walk through the shul. Can't do that. Not supposed to do that. Certainly not the higher bite, you can't do that. Rikika, mikal v'chomer. And you can't spit from a kal v'chomer. What kal v'chomer? It's a machlokas. Some say, well, if you can't take off, if you can't wear shoes, which is not a bzayin, I just can't take off, I can take off my shoes, for whatever reason. So if I take off my shoes, I'm sure I can't spit. Right? That's one kal v'chomer. The other one was sack. Now to go in with sackcloth, an oval. Can't go in disheveled into the Beis HaMikdash. So that's not a bizarre either. Right? It's not a bizarre. It's not muz. So Rikika, for sure not. Okay. Kol chosmei brachos sheba mikdash, all ending off of brachos in the Beis HaMikdash, whenever they davened in the Beis HaMikdash, they would end off haya omrim ad ha'olam. They would end off ad ha'olam. We say, bracha to Hashem, hakel ha'kadosh. Right? Bracha to Hashem, Oev Tzedakah Mishpat, something like that. Whenever we say Shemoneh Esrei. They would not end like that. Rashi says right here, the Mesechel Tainas Omrinan, Ein Onan Omen B'Mikdash. They would not answer Omen in the Beis HaMikdash. HaMavarech Omer B'Sof Kol Bracha, Bracha to Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Min HaOlam V'Ad Olam, Baruchon in Adas. V'Chein B'Kulam. Every Bracha that end like that. They wouldn't just say bracha to Hashem, chon adas, bracha to Hashem, elokeinu melech haolam, min haolam v'ad olam. That's how they would do every single one. They would end like that, like much more praise.
What?
Yeah, yeah. 1 second. V'on in omrim baruch shen kavod machuz olam v'ed. You don't say amen afterwards. Rather, you say baruch shen kavod machuz olam v'ed. V'afinu lamikra the tefillas as if it's full out of psukim in times. We'll get to it. V'ashminu hacha and the mission saying over here. The Bemikdash Rishon in the first place Hamikdash Loha Yomrim Ela Bracha Hashem Elokei Yisrael Ad Min HaOlam. They wouldn't say Min HaOlam VaAd HaOlam. They would just say one time, right? So Rashi says back to the Mishnah. Now I'll read it again. Kol Chos Nebrachas Hamikdash Yomrim Ad HaOlam. They would say Ad HaOlam. However, Mishakilkulu HaTzedukim, when the Tzedukim came on the scene. And they said there's no such thing as Olam Haba. Omrim, v'amru ein Olam Ela Echad, only one world, this world. Hiskinu, they were misakin, shiyehu Omrim mina Olam v'ad Olam. We're going to stick it to them. We're going to say mina Olam v'ad Olam, this world and the next world. To like, lafuke them, that says only one world. Right, we're going to show them. In the first place, Hamikdash, they only said Ad Olam. In the second base of Hamikdash, they said, Mina Olam Va'ada Olam. Viskiru, Shehi Adam Sholas Shalom Chaveiro, B'Shem. That you, when you say hello to somebody, you say Hashem's name. Shenema, like it says. V'hinei Boaz Boa V'Beis Lechem, V'yom Alakotrim, Hashem Imachem. Boaz said that. Boaz said it, Shalom Aleichem, with Hashem's name. V'yomru Lo Yivrecha Hashem. V'omer Hashem Imcha Gibor Chayil, V'omer Al Tavuz, Kizikne Imcha, V'omer, Eis Lasos Lashem, Heferu Torah Secha. What does that mean? Eis Lasos Hashem, right, is the time for Hashem, Heferu Torah Secha, to like violate the Torah. Reb Nosson Omer, Heferu Torah Secha, we're going to, so to speak, violate the Torah, Mishem Eis Lasos Hashem, because it's an emergency. Meaning, where Rashi explains what that means is, that you're not doing anything wrong. You're not doing anything wrong by saying by greeting somebody with Hashem. Nothing wrong with that. Greeting somebody with Hashem's name. It looks like there's something wrong with it. Like you're saying Hashem's name too frequently. It looks too cheap. It looks like there's something wrong with it. That's okay. Because Eis Lasos Hashem, a favorite Torah Zecha. The benefit outweighs the negative, right? That you're greeting somebody with Hashem's name. And so even though it looks like it's something wrong with it, there's something wrong with it, and it's a minute in Klal Yisrael to do that.
Obviously, we can't decide when we can do that.
Correct. That me and you cannot decide. Menahani Mili, how do you know that you make a bracha on a nes? Where'd that come from? Don't you make a bracha on a nes? Amar Yochanan, Damar Kra, it says, V'yomer Yisro, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitil, Baruch Hashem, said Yisro. Even though Yisro didn't see the makom of the nes, he didn't see it. He wasn't there. He didn't even go take a tour afterwards. So the Rishonim say, the Ravid says, yeah, but he saw the bnei Yisrael. That's the same thing. He saw them who experienced the nes, so therefore it's good enough. Anisa de Rabbi Mevarchinan. So on a public nes, you make a bracha. Anisa de Yachid lo Mevarchinan. On a nes Yachid, you don't. On an individual nes, you don't. Vaha Hugava, there was a guy. Davika Azul Ba'avar Yamina. He was traveling on some path or something. Nafa Ale Aryeh. A lion came. It's Avid Le Nisa. A miracle happened. Vitaminig was saved from the lion. Right? Asal came to Rava. He came to Rava. Vavaladi told him. Kol Ema. And Rava told him. Kol Ema Dematas Lasim. Whenever you go back to that same spot. Baruch. Brich. Make a bracha. Baruch Sh'asa Ni Li Nes. Makomazeh. I made a nes for me. Marbre Dervina. Havika Uzli Bekapta. Marbre Dervina was going in a valley. Listen to this story. He was going in a valley of Arvas. Right? Vitzachalamai is very thirsty. He's going to die of thirst. Right? It's Abra Le Nisa. A miracle happened. Ibri Le Eda Debaya. A well of water appeared. V'ishtin, he drank it. V'su Zimna, another time, Chada, Havika Azel Beristika de Mechuza. He was in the Shuk in Mechuza. V'nafal Aleha Gamla Pritza. Some crazy camel was there, some wild crazy camel. Isparkale Ashisa. It means that the wall fell down or something. And Ola Gaven, he was able to climb up to the roof and he was saved. Right? Kimata la Arvos. When he came to Arvos, that was the place where the water miracle happened. When he came to Arvos, Baruch Sh'as and Li Nes Ba'Arvos, Ubagamal. Now you throw in the other Nes. So when he got to Arvos, it blesses the Nes that happened here in Arvos, and with the camel. Kimata la Ristika, when he came to Ristika, right, the Mechuza, when he came to that Shuk, Baruch he said, Baruch he made a bracha, Baruch Sh'as Linais Begamal Uba Arvas. He changed it around and he said Begamal with the camel, Uba Arvas, and the Nais that happened to me in Arvas. Okay? So he said the same exact same thing, just wherever he was, that one came first. So asks everybody, how come by the case of the camel it says the word Gamal? And by the case of the water, it says the town where it happened. It doesn't say the name that happened here was the Gamal with the Mayim. That's not what it says. It's the Gamal and Arvas. It's the town where it happened. Why over there you're mentioning the town, and over here you're mentioning the camel?
Because he was saved from the desert.
Right.
He was saved from the camel.
Right.
And not from, so that's why he's mentioning.
But the Nace wasn't. Water appeared.
Right, but the Nace wasn't that a camel appeared.
Mm-hmm.
The nes was the saving of the desert, the saving of the camel, the saving from the camel, the saving from the desert.
Uh-huh.
Yes, the nace was that the water appeared, but he was saved from the desert, saved from the camel. He didn't say, Baruch Hashem, that the wall broke apart. So it's consistent.
Uh-huh, I hear. Okay. Okay, good. Good. Omri, so the answer back like this. Andi said to Rabim.
What's the question? Was the Rabim versus Yochi?
No. Yeah, that's the question. So here's the answer. Omri, Andi said to Rabim, if it was that nature happened to Klai Yisrael, Kul Am Mechayv Ruchi. Every single person in Klai Yisrael has to make that bracha. Even Bisman is that. So if you go on a tour to Makam of Kriyas Yamsuf, you should make a bracha. Andi said to Yochid, but if it's a private nace, Ihu Chayv Levruchi. Only he has to be Chayv. Only he makes the bracha. Only he makes the bracha.
Only happened to him.
What about his family?
Yeah.
What about his son?
He wouldn't be there if his father hadn't.
What about a grandson?
He wouldn't have been there if his father.
Right. Hadn't. So the there's a the his name is the we have the Betzel Chachma. I think it's the Betzel Chachma. I have it on my phone. He said that if you go to a concentration camp and your grandparent or parent, or you yourself, survive, you make a bracha. No question about it. It's a nace habit. If anyone survived that, it was a nace. Right? To me.
Right.
Or to my grandfather, or to my, right. my Saba, my father, my mother, my grandmother, b'makom hazeh.
Right?
So I once heard that you only make the bracha for your grandparent if the grandparent's still alive. That's what I heard. I don't know. Now, that was never there, so I don't know. But it's very interesting.
Got killed, but you were saying
he
still
made
the bracha?
Yeah, not a nace.
Yeah.
For you it's an ace, right? It's a private nace, right?
But is the miracle for me? Because
you're the one who told me that if not for that, it wouldn't be here.
But that's right. So do you say for me or for my grandfather?
No, for your grandfather.
Okay.
Nace happened to him. It didn't happen to you.
No.
You're benefiting from it because you're there.
Right.
But the nace happened to my grandfather, right? I think I saw somewhere that after the grandfather, you don't say great-grandfather. Like, it doesn't go on forever.
Right.
That's what I heard once. I'm not sure. But certainly, if the person goes back himself, or if the son, for sure, that for sure, the you make that bracha. Okay, interesting. Tana Rabbanan. Next. Haro ma'avros ma'avros hayam. If you see the place where the Jews crossed the river, ma'avros hayardin, where they crossed the yardin. Ma'avros nachli arnon. The place where nachli arnon happened, which was another nace. Avne al Gavish b'morer beis Choron, which is something in the 10th paragraph of Sefer Yoshua. Ve'evin shebikis luzruk Og melech habashan al Yisrael, the stone that Og wanted to throw in Bnei Yisrael. Ve'evin sheyoshev alav Moshe b'shash yisha'asa Yoshua melcham b'amalek, the stone that Moshe sat on when they fought with Amalek. Ishto shalot, Lot's wife. Ve'chomas Yericho, the walls of Yericho, shenivolo, that got swallowed up into the ground. Ve'mkom in its place. Al kulon tzarech shiten hodav v'shevach l'tnei amokom. You have to make a bracha there. You have to make a bracha for Lot's wife? It's a random thing.
Yeah.
No. Bishlom Maravos Yam. I understand that because Dichsevit says we have opened a sofa Zochayam by Yamasha. Maravos Yardain Dichsev, Yam do a Kahanim Nisayah or Bris Hashem, Becharava, Besoch Yardain, Hachain, Vachalisol of Mechurva, Becharava. Right? I mean, in other words, an ace happened. The Yardain dried up. The Yamsov dried up. Adashatamakola Goy Lavos Yardain. El Maravos Nachli Arnaminolam. How do you know there was an ace there? The answer is, the Chassid says, Al Kain Yomar B'Sefer Melchamos Hashem, Es V'Heiv B'Sufa. That's a pasuk in Parashas Chukas. Tana, Es V'Heiv B'Sufa, what is that? Shnei Mitzorayim, it's two Mitzoras, Hayu, Tayu Mahalchin B'Sof Machan Yisrael, they were at the end of the camp, Ki Havi Chalfei Yisrael, then the Bnei Yisrael was standing there, Asu Amaroy, the Amaroyim came, right, of the Lahon Nikirusa, they made caves, the Utashu didn't make them, they hidden them. The Tashu Bahon, and they were hiding in there. Amri ki chalfi Yisrael hacha. Actually, when the Jews come out, we're going to kill them. So v'lo haviyah, they didn't know, the Aron hayim mitmati kamayah of Yisrael, that the Aron was the herald. V'havim mammich lehu tore mikamayah, and it would flatten all the mountains, so the Bnei Yisrael could walk nicely. Kiven the asa Aron ad baku ture b'hadi adadi v'katlinan. Then what happened was, all these people got stuck in the caves, which were on the mountains, and they all died, because all the mountains became flat. V'nachas tamayu nachli arnon, and the blood was flowing out. Kiyasu es v'hev, when they came to as v'hev, some say that those are the names of those two people. And other, that's a strange shot. See, it says the name of a place. Chazu d'maya, dekanafik mibnei turei, they saw the blood Asuva Amru Lohan Yisrael Amru Shira. They said a Shira. They were spared. Tana Dixiv, the Eshed, which means flowing, Hanachalim, Asher Natal Lashevis, or Vinishan Lagvul Moav. Fine. Avne Algabish, what's that? My Avne Algabish, what is that? Tana Avanim Shamdu Algabish. It's stones that stood for a person. Vyardu Algabish, and they went down for a person. Amdu Algabish, Zemoshe, Dixiv, Ish Moshe, Anif Maod, Uxiv, Yachtalu Hakolos, Vabar, Vamatar, Lo Nasar, Natach Arza. When Barad stopped, apparently, there were hailstones that were in mid-flight on the way down. And Barad stopped, so they stayed there. And they stayed there for about 50 years, about 40 years. The whole Yardu, Agabir Ish Ze Yoshua. When did they fall? In Yoshua's day. Dixiv, Kachlachas Yoshua, Benun, Ish Zeruch Bo, Viksiv Ahi, Benose, Bidei Yisrael, Heim, Bemored, Beis Choron, Vashem, Hishlech Aleim, Avanim, Gedolos. Okay? And then they came down, so at least 40 years later. Right? So they were standing there for 40 years. If you see that spot, you make a bracha there. Right? What? So then Tosva says that, look at the top Tosva. V'hu adin, also, makom shignafal shamachne sancheref. If you see the spot where Sancher's army died in one night, 185,000 people died in one night, make a bracha. Where is that? It's somewhere outside Yerushalayim. Where exactly it is, we don't know. Right? The logar michiskia me adam hamesuyim. That's no different than any other, some regular guy. Right? The Chizkiya, and they happened to Chizkiya, the whole Bnei Israel. Fine. Okay. Evan Shabigish Og Melech HaBashan Lazorek Al Yisrael. The stone that Og Melech HaBashan wanted to throw on Bnei Israel. What's that about? So everyone knows the story. Gemara Gemirla, it's a tradition. Amar Machne Yisrael Kamahavi. How big was Machne Yisrael? Plus a parsi, three parsa. So Azal Eva Eker Tura Bar Plus a parsi. I'm going to go take a mountain, three parsa. Va'ash De Alayu, and I'm going to pick it up. And throw it on them. In fact, later on, I'll kill them all. This is not literal, by the way. Except for some parts of it are literal. But this is, I mean, maybe it is literal. It could be. He went to take a mountain that's three parts. He burned it on his head. The ants came. They bore a hole and the mountain fell on Og's head. He wanted to pick it off his head. Take it off his head. Mashke Shinai. Lahai gisa. So his teeth grew out from each side. For lo much the couldn't take it off because his teeth were kind of right. Finally, the sif shnei rishayim shibarta. Okay, the shurim and lakish and rishayim lakish. Magid the sif shnei rishayim shibarta. It's two evil things. Al tukh shibarta ella shiravavta. That his teeth became like tusks. You know, basically. Moshe kamahavi etzer amos. Moshe.
You see that rock?
If you see the rock, you make a bracha. Moshe was 10 amos tall. How do you know he was 10 amos tall? Says Rashi, Shaharei hu hekim es ha-mishkan. He put up the Mishkan. The Darshinan hekim es atzmo, l'kam es Mishkan. He himself put up the Mishkan. Uksiv bei eser amos, v'orech ha-keresh eser amos. So in order to do that, he has to be 10 amos tall. What about, maybe it was a ladder? I don't have an answer to that question. If anyone has an answer to that question, I'd love to hear it. Anyway, Shakil Narga, he took an axe, Bar Eser Amin, which was 10 Amos tall. Shavar Eser Amin, he jumped 10 Amos. The Umachye Bekarsle reached his ankle, the Katle, and he killed him. He struck him, and he killed him. So if you get to that spot, make a bracha. The Evan Shiyashav Ala Moshe, the stone that Moshe sat on, the Chsev Yad Moshe Kvedim, the Kikh Evan Vesimu Tachta Vyashav Ala. So, it doesn't really mean the stone he sat on, the stone that they used to keep his hands up. So why do they have to use stones? Why couldn't they just put their hands, why couldn't they just hold Moshe's hands up? The answer is, because Moshe was 10 amos tall, so they couldn't reach his hands. So they had to use stones to support his hands. The Tal Torah says that.
How did building get hard? They don't need stones. Cut no one.
Right. Ishtar Shalot, Shenemar, V'takom, Shenemar, V'tavet, Ishtar Mechar, V'tina Tzid Melech. She became a pillar of salt. The walls fell down.
Is that a nest that there's any hana from? I mean,
I'm only reading you.
I know.
Which?
The what? Lot's wife or the stones or the walls falling?
Lot's wife.
We'll get to Lot's wife in a minute. When I finish Lot's wife. Kul el isha shalot pranasi. Lot's wife dying is a bad thing. What kind of bracha is that? It's a bad thing.
Right,
So Gemara says, the Amar Baruch Dayan Emes. You're right. When you see Lot's wife, you make a Dayan Emes. If you see Lot's wife, I've a Hodah v'Shevach Tani. But it said he's a Baruch of Shevach and Hodah. Gemara says, you're right. Very difficult Gemara here. Tani, Alot v'Alishto, Mevarchim Shtayim. On Lot and his wife, you make two brachas. Al Ishto Amar Baruch Dayan Emes. In the Chanami, on Lot's wife, you make a Dayan Emes. She's dead. Alot, where's Lot? Omer, you say Baruch Zochar Sasadikim. Right? Even though Lot's not around, we don't even know where Lot's buried, we have no idea, even though the Rush says that when you see Lot's wife, you'll remember Lot.
Right there.
What, Lot's wife? That's what they say, that's Lot's wife, right?
He's considered
a tzaddik. That's a tour guide, that's in the tour guide safer.
Lot's considered a tzaddik, I guess.
So. No, he's not such a tzaddik. Amar B'Yochanan. Even when Hashem is angry, he remembers tzaddikim. It's never like it says, fine. I know, it's a very difficult Gemara. She's been dead for 2,000 years, right? And she's a random person that's dead. What's her godless? I don't know.
Why her?
Yeah.
We're going to have later in the Perek, if you see graves, you make brachas, if you see grave. Graves of Jews, graves of non-Jews. We're going to have that coming up. That's not this. You don't have to die now. It's a different bracha. You go to a cemetery, you make a bracha. Okay, I don't think anyone makes that bracha, but it's in the Gemara. What about Lot's wife? I don't know. I just don't know.
Also, by an earthquake, why would she die in Emes? It's not destruction.
Then maybe no one died. It's just a fascinating event to happen. V'chomash Yericho, Nivela, V'ha Nafla. They fell down. They weren't swallowed. They fell down. Shemar, like it says, V'hi kishmoa ha'am is kol ha'shofar, v'yiriu ha'am v'turu gedola, v'tipel ha'choma ha'tachta. The wall fell down. So he says, no. Kivin de pussy v'ruma ka'adadi inu, ninu, since the width and the length and the height were the same, so how does it fall down? It's the same thing. It doesn't fall down. Therefore, mishum ha'chi ablu blu'i. It had to get swallowed up. No way for it to fall. Because if it falls over, it's the same thing. Its width and height were the same. Okay. Abu Huda Marav, Abad Tzrichin Lahodos. The following four people have to give thanks. Erde Hayam, people that travel on the sea, Halchem Ed Barbos, people that go on the Midbar, Misha Yecholiv in Esrapa, someone was sick and got better, Misha Yecholiv Beis HaSurim, someone was in jail, and he got out, V'yatza, and he got out. Right? So Tosfos says, second Tosfos, Ubu Tehillim, Lo Chashiv B'zeh HaSeder, in Tehillim we don't have this order, we have a different order in Tehillim, El Chashiv Halchem Ed Midbar Rishon, Dekra Niknu Seder HaMesukanim. In the Tehillim, the parak of Tehillim that alludes to these four people, the midbar's first, because it's the most dangerous. In our Gemara, says Tosvos, Gemara nakat hamitzuyin tchila. The Gemara mentions which is the most common. So the most common in the Gemara's day was traveling in the ocean. Number two was midbar. Number three was getting sick. And number four was being in jail. Yod ha'yam and olav. How do you know yod ha'yam? D'chsiv. Yod ha'yam ba'diyos. Hamaro Mas Hashem, Vomer Yamad Ruach Sara Yalo Shmayim, Vyedu Tahomos, Vomer Yeg Yehugo Yehogo, Vyegua Bka Shikor, Vomer Vayetzikul Hashem, Sabitalahem Mitsuko Sevitzim, Vomer Yakum Sara Lutmama, Vomer Yismichu B Ki Eshtuku. A lot of psukim to teach you this halacha. Vomer Yodu Hashem, Yodu Hashem, Chazdov and Fosabu Ne Adam. Fine. Hochem and Boris Menelon, what about if you go in the desert? Dechsev, Toba, Midbar, B'Yishimun, B'Derech, Ir, Moshev, Lo, Matzu, V'Yitzek, Al Hashem, V'Adrichim, B'Derech, Yishara, V'Yodu Hashem, L'Chazdo, Chazdo, Ki, okay. Mishachol, V'Nashapet, Dechsev, Evilim, B'Derech, Pisham, V'Vanoseim, Yitanu, Ki, Kol, Ochel, Tesav, Nafsham, V'Yitzek, Al Hashem, B'Tar, Lahem, Mishach, Devar, V'Yir, Pa'im, Yodu, Hashem, L'Chazdo, fine. Mishach, Chobes, Beishar, Asur, Menolan, someone was in jail, Dechsev, Yoshe Choshech v'Talmoves, Ki Hemir v'Amru Kel, v'Amar v'Yichna b'Amal Lachem, Libam, v'Amar v'Yizik v'Lashem v'Tar Lahem, v'Amar Yotzeim Michoshech v'Talmoves, v'Amar Yodol Hashem Chasto. My Mavarech, or Bracha Dimek, or Bracha Dimek. So Omer Rabbi Huda, Baruch Gomel Chasadim Tovim. Abaya Omer, v'Tzarech La'duye Kamei Asara. You can only say this in front of a minion. Dichsev, v'Yomu b'Kal Hashem. Mazuch Omer, v'Trei Menai Rabbanon. And two of the ten have to be Rabbanon. Shenamar, like it says, but Moshe of Zakein to be halalu. Ask of Rav Ashi, Ve'ema, Kul Rabbanim, said all ten should be Rabbanim. So Gemara says, no, mitziv bekal zakenim, bekal amtziv. The ema may be be'asara sharama, v'trei rabbanon. Maybe you need 12. 10 regular people and 2 rabbanon. Okay, kasha, that's a kasha. Rabbi Yehuda...
That's why we bent Gamil at the Torah reading, because then it's assumed that the Balkarei and the...
So I think there's another reason I would do it there. I don't know 100% sure why. All the parameters of these halachas are not here.
Right.
What does it mean getting sick? What does it mean traveling in the ocean? What does it mean... none of it, we don't know what any of it means. There's no... The Gemara doesn't explain it at all. All later people dealt with the issue. Right? What about women? You can't say, you know what? I'm not going to make the bracha. You make the bracha for me. You can't do that. Right? You can't make the bracha for somebody else. Can you?
No.
There's no such thing. What about a woman? Many times, the husband makes the bracha for the wife. What is that? I don't know. Is that acceptable? Ishta pigufo? Is that such a thing? Anyway, Rabbi Yehuda chalash, Rabbi Yehuda got sick, the itvach, and he got healed. All the gabei Rav Chana begat atav Rabbanon, and these two rabbis went to visit him. Amri Lay, and he said, Baruch Hachmana, the Yavach Nahilan, for the Yavach La'afra. So thank Hashem he healed me, he didn't turn me into dust. I'm so happy. Amalei, patartin yesi maladuye. Yeah, you said your bracha? You said your bracha? I was on Shem Malchus. Tosfos said, no, he said Shem Malchus, but he left it out from the Gemara. Okay. Vaha Omar Abaya Boila Duya Bape Asara. You have to say it in front of 10. Tavi Asara, the window was 10 there. Vaha Iuloka Moda. Vahiuloka Moda, what does that mean?
Because they said it.
What? Oh, they said it. Lo that's okay. The only best way, Amen. He said Amen afterwards. So what does that mean? That if you say Amen afterwards, it's okay? Then you can't have someone say it for you. All this is not clear, which is why. You have these fat svarb in the svarb store, Hilchas Gomel, Hilchas Birchas Agomel. Whole fat safer. Every permutation you could ever think of is in there. Right? Not here. Here it's very, very...
Very interesting this. If you said it without 10 people there, do you say it again?
It's a good question. It's a good question. Right? And we always say it by laning. Why did that happen? I don't know. Where did that come from? I don't know. I'm sure there's a reason.
And then no search for the response that came later as well.
Yeah. Okay, Amar Yehuda, Shlosha Tzvichin Shimur. 3 people required Shmira. Elohein, he's of them. A Chola, a Chasan, and a Kala. Masnisatana, Chola, a Chola, Chaya. I think it means a woman giving birth. Chasan Vakala, V'yesh Omrim Af Avel, V'yesh Omrim Af Talmidei Chachamim Ba Laila. Even a Talmud Chacham at night. Okay, should we stop here? Is there any place to stop? We'll stop here. Bottom, where are we? With the 2 dots on the 3rd to bottom line on Nundal and Beis. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
All right.